This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The weary European Union leaders finally clenched an unprecedented $2.1 trillion budget and coronavirus recovery fund early Tuesday. They somehow found unity after 4 days and as many nights of fighting and wrangling over money and power in one of their longest summits ever. To confront the biggest recession in its history, the EU reached a consensus of a 750 billion euro coronavirus fund to be sent as loans and grants to the countries hit hardest by the virus. That comes on top of the seven-year $1 trillion euro EU budget. At first, the grants were to total 500 billion euros, but the figure was lowered to 390 billion euros. U.S. President Donald Trump is acknowledging a big flare-up in COVID-19 cases, but divisions between the White House and Congress are threatening passage of a new federal aid package to deal with the pandemic. Republican congressional leaders met with Mr. Trump Monday at the White House as the virus worsens and aid is expiring. He says good things are happening, but the administration is stiffening its position to more testing money and interjecting other priorities. It could complicate passage. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's prepared to roll out the $1 trillion package in a matter of days. The U.S. House has already passed a sweeping $3 trillion measure from the Democrats. And more than 609,000 people have now died from COVID-19 globally. It's approximately 141,000 in the United States and more than 80,000 in Brazil. And the number of infections globally is 14.6 million. And more than 3.8 million in the U.S., more than 2.1 million in Brazil. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.